What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 947. In this episode, I'll discuss anaphylaxis to Sugammadex. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode947. The rate of anaphylactic reaction to the use of Sugammadex is probably somewhere between 1 in 2,000 and 1 in 4,000 patients. This makes anaphylaxis to Sugammadex probably 2 to 4 times more rare than anaphylaxis to rocuronium, not to mention the rate of anaphylaxis from preoperative antibiotics, which is by far the most common identifiable cause of anaphylaxis in the perioperative period. Why, then, should there be such a focus on the risk of anaphylaxis from Sugammadex? The reason, according to experts writing in Anesthesia and Analgesia, is when the anaphylactic reaction from each of these medications is most likely to occur. When a patient experiences anaphylaxis from pre-op antibiotics, this is likely to occur at a time that patient monitoring is high, leading to a rapid recognition and treatment. When a patient experiences anaphylaxis from rocuronium, this is likely to occur after an airway has been established, which greatly simplifies the management of anaphylaxis. However, anaphylaxis from Sugammadex is most likely to occur within 5 minutes of the patient receiving Sugammadex. During this time, the patient's airway may already be removed, and the monitoring of the patient may be interrupted by the transfer process, leaving the OR or PACU areas. This means that when anaphylaxis occurs from Sugammadex, recognition and treatment may be delayed, and the placement of an advanced airway may be made more challenging by edema. While management of anaphylaxis from Sugammadex is no different than from other antigens, clinicians using Sugammadex should be especially alert to the possibility of a serious reaction occurring within the first few minutes after administration, so that in the rare event anaphylaxis occurs, recognition and treatment is not delayed. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.